Karabo said good. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bamatzia daf Samech Aleph. Yesterday, Erev Yom Tov, we had a schus of starting the fifth parak in the Masechta. Parak Ezur Neshach takes us for a couple of weeks. Similar like Azov, not so simple. That's not one of the easier parakim in Shas, but with Hashem, we're going to plow through and get it done, and so we can chazer. And the next time we learn, it will be just that much simpler. So we're here at Samech Amud Beis, Toner Rabbanan, three lines up. It's Kaspacha, Lo Sidin, Lo B'Neshach, Uva Marbis. We said, started talking yesterday about interest, about taking Neshach, Tarbis, right, difference between Neshach and Tarbis, you probably discussed is that Neshach is from the perspective of the borrower, and Tarbis from the perspective of the lender. But again, we basically ended up yesterday that they're the same thing, and that they're actually just two Isurim, right, even though both of them, right, are technically, right, talking about the same action, Lechora, right, the taking of interest from a loan from a Jew. So Tanar Rabbanan with Nagan Lender Baisa. Es Kaspach Lo Zitin Lo B'Neshach of Marbis Lo Zitin Achlecha. There are a couple of psukim talk about Ribis. One of them, right, is the one we just quoted a second ago. And if you look at the examples, right, is Kaspach Lo Zitin Lo B'Neshach of Marbis Lo Zitin Achlecha. Right, that seemingly Neshach is Kezef and Marbis is by Ochel. That's, again, if you didn't have the Gemara to tell you, you might have thought that those two things are by different aspects, right? Different items, right? Money versus food. And that's the Gemara asks, right? In the Ela Neshach b'kesef v'ribis b'ochel, right? Again, that's what the Pazik says. Right? Neshach b'ochel minayin, right? How do you know that Neshach also applies by ochel? Tamalo or Neshach ochel, right? So it says, right? That's a different Pazik. We should probably quote both psukim over there. Lo sashich lachicha neshach kesef neshach ochal neshach kol davar asher yishach. Right, that's the pasuk in Dvarim Chav Gimel. So that's the pasuk over there. So you have that pasuk of neshach ochal, good, and then it tells you that neshach also applies by food as well. Neshach bekesef ribis bekesef minayin. How do you know ribis applies by kesef? By tarbis, right? Ribis applies by Kesef, and again, right, we're saying that these are the same things, right? Two different lavim, two different misurim, and when we say, obviously, we said yesterday both of them are the same, so when the Gemara is asking just over here, is that how do you know that both isurim apply by, let's say, money or by food, etc., right? Again, because we know, right, beferish, that one of them applies by one of them, right? But if they're two separate isurim, right, how do you know that each isur applies by each scenario? Okay, so ribis because of minayin, again, how do you know that ribis applies by money? So tam lomer neshach kesef. Now, didn't we just say Ribis b'kesef, right? Why, what do you mean? Pazik says neshach kesef. So the Gemara applies, right? Something called imeno inyan. If so, you don't need a statement by a certain topic, you can apply it to another topic. And so the Gemara says at the top of samach aleph and aleph, right? Imeno inyan the neshach kesef sharei kvar nemar. You already mentioned. Right? Lo sashich la'achicha. Right. So therefore, tenehu inyan l'ribis kesef. Okay, fine. Again, you can apply that, even though it says neshach kesef, you can apply it to ribis, because you don't need it to tell me the neshach kesef. Okay. And the other, but loveh. Right now, the Gemara says, we only know that ribis, right, is only for the loveh. Again, that positive neshach kesef is by, is talking about someone who's borrowing through interest, that you're not allowed to do that. But malvah minayin, how do you know that also applies to the lender? So the Gemara says, nema neshach beloveh, nema neshach b'malveh. And it says about both cases, right, both those two psukim, that we quoted, right? There's one is talking about the lender, one is talking about the borrower. So therefore, again, we have a gzereshava that ma neshach amar belova lo chalakta lo being bo being kesef being ochal being neshach being tarbis. Just like by the case by the pasuk that's talking about to the lova, to the borrower, there's no difference between all those things. Because again, it points out neshach on everything, right? Kol davar sheyishach. So therefore, so the af neshach so do haomer b'malva. So do neshach by the lender. Lo ta'achlok bo bein bekesef bein ba'ochal bein neshach bein b'ribis. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. It applies in all scenarios. Minayin l'rab is kol davar. How do you know it include everything, right? As opposed to food and money, which is beferish. The damal over neshach kol davar sheyishach. Right, anything, right, that is would be used, right, and to create some sort of interest situation. Okay, Ravina. Amar Ravina says you don't actually need the gzera shava. Lo neshach ba'ocha v'loribis b'tkesef tzurichikra. You don't need those psukim. You don't need to teach me a puzzle. You don't need a puzzle by neshach by ochel and ribis by kesef because iksiv. If the puzzle would have said as kaspcha lo titan lo b'neshach v'ochel b'marbis, right? That, again, literally lining up kesef and neshach and ochel and marbis. So right then kedamarta. That would be like you just argued, right? That, like we spent the last last 2 minutes going back and forth. But Hashem said the pasuk actually says as kaspachal ositin lo beneshech uvmarvus lo ositin al kolecha. Right? Notice right where, how it's written. It's written just to use the English right. Money, neshech, marbit, ribis, food. Right. So you could have learned that one of a couple ways. Right. Neshech and marbis are back to back in the pasuk, and food and money are at opposite ends. Right, of the pasuk. So Kari Behachi, you might have thought, right, you could have read, right, Eskasbucha Lositin Lobaneshekh Uvmarbis, right, comma, right, or Uvaneshekh Uvmarbis Lositin Lachlacha. Meaning, you're not sure where necessarily to put the comma, you can go both ways, right, you can, and therefore, Lachori, it applies, right, in both scenarios. So Gemara says, Atana Nemar. But the problem is, right, the problem is, Ravina is not just like saying his opinion, right, we had a brisa with Xer Shava. Right, Tana Nemar, Nemar Karma, right, he has Xer Shava. So, Hakli Karma, so what Ravina meant is that the brisa is like this. Is that Ravina said that the brisa meant like this. Right, Idolo Nemar Kra, if you hadn't had a Pazuk, so I see, oh my Xer Shava, you might have said, oh, we have Xer Shava. But Akshav Shemar Kra, Xer Shava, Lotzarech. But now that we have a Pazuk, we don't need Xer Shava. Problem with that is, that Xer Shava, what do you mean? It's not a Svara. Xer Shava is passed down from, you know, Rebbe to Talmud, etc., etc. Right? From Moshe all the way down. So Xer Shava Lamali, right? You can't just throw out Xer Shava. So the Gemara says, yes, Enechanami, but the Xer Shava would teach me that Leneshach Kodav Arsheishach, the low Kosav B'malbe. You need to teach me that by Malbe, meaning with the Pasuk that did not, the Pasuk wrote, right, Kodav Arsheishach by a borrower. By the Love, but it didn't write it by the Malve. So therefore, to extend it to everything else, to every item that that is, you know, could be used as interest, right? They also have an Isser, or the two Isserim, right? Also applies to the Malve, to the lender, as well. Okay, so Amar Rava says, Lamin the cause of Rachmana, Lav Beribis, Lav Begedel, Lav Behona. The Rava says, one second, all these three things, Ribis, interest, Gezel, theft, Ona, right, overcharging, is taking money that's not yours from somebody else. So why do you need the Pasuk to tell me, right, that all these three things are Usher? Just tell me, don't take other people's money, and we get it in any form, right, that it would be Usher. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, you couldn't necessarily have learned, right, from one big statement over here. Because of Rachmana Lav Beribis, if it would have written just by Ribis, we shouldn't have Chiddushu. Right, you would have known, yeah, Ribis is a Chiddush, right, you don't necessarily, you know that Ribis is also interest, right? People go do interest all the time, right? The few Lova Asra Rachmana, because again, what's the real Chiddush, right? It's also Asra by the Lova, right? By the borrower, right? Again, when I take out a loan and I know there's interest, so I agree, I sign the contract. So the Gemara says the Torah teaches us that that's actually Asra, even though I'm full well, right? I'm happy to pay $120,000 to get $100,000 loan. Okay, so therefore it's also, but you can't extend that to theft, right, and Ona, right, because, again, I'm not happy about either of those things. Because of Rachman Allah Begezel, if it would have only written that it's Usher to steal, Mishab Bakoche, well, that's against my will. Aval Ona, Emalo, but by Ona, I'm happy to, you know, overpay or charge or whatever, right? Oh no, it's not necessarily against my will, so that would maybe that would not be included. Because of Rachman Allah Ba'ona, if it would have just told me that it's Usher to do Ona, Mishab Dolu Yadu Demachil, right? Well, maybe, right, the guy doesn't realize, right, he's being scammed by interest. He realizes that he's, you know, overpaying back, right, and by theft, he realizes he's getting creamed. So again, you might have thought that that's not necessarily the same thing. So the Gemara says, okay, b'chad lo asir tezi chad mitarti. Okay, so why can't we learn one of them at least, right, from two of them, right? So Gemara says, hey tezi, which two of them should the pasuk have written, and we would have learned the third. Lo kazer rachman alav berivis v'tezi mihanach. Maybe if you would have Ona and Gezel, and you would have been able to learn out interest, malahanach shekain lo shlamidas, right, tomer berivis shemidate. Well, Ona and Gezel are against the person as well. Guy doesn't realize it, but by a loan, right? Guy's very happy to pay the extra money, and so that's not necessarily the same case. You couldn't have learned it from there. It does not have that similarity. Lo lichta rachmana lav beona v'tezi mihanach. Maybe you could have left out the iser of ona of overcharging, and you could have learned it from interest and theft. Malahanach shekain in derech meka komel kabekach. Well, those other things. Are not necessarily buying and selling. It's not in terms of business. Meaning the ona is by the actual trade itself, or the actual sale itself. That's what Rashi says over here, that people are willing to pay more for an item that they really, really need. So it could be, you could just argue that there's no loss over here. The guy is going to pay $100 for a bottle of water, or $5 at a, not $100, but let's say he's paying $5.50 for a soda in a Mets game, because, okay, there's no, you know, there's whatever. So you might have thought that may not necessarily apply. But in the other cases, right, you don't have that. So Gemara says, what about, maybe you could leave out theft. You could have learned it from interest and overcharging. Do my part after, because what can you say? Right? What are you going to, what cash are you going to bring? Mal ribish can chiddush. What ribish is a chiddush? Right? Oh, not ochiach. Oh, no, it doesn't have that chiddush. Right? That by the lender is also usher. Right? Mal onah she can lo yada umachil. Maybe you'll tell me by onah. Well, the guy is doesn't even know, right, that he's getting scammed to be able to be mochel. Well, ribish tochiach. Ribish can tell me that again. That it doesn't matter whether the guy can be mochel. Right? It's still usher. V'chazur adin. So therefore, you have those. Individual chidushim by those two halachos, but the other halacha teaches me that it's not necessarily relevant, and that wouldn't knock it out from this iser. The Gemara says Chazar Adin Lo Rizek Rizeh in Echanami. There are some differences here; they're not exactly the same. But at Tzadashava, the common denominator is she can goes low, right? But you're still stealing another item. So Afani Vegezel says, too, I'll bring regular theft, where you're literally just, you know, putting a gun in the guy's face and taking his $100. So why is the Torah need to tell me that Gezel, right, is Usher? So the Gemara says, Amrei, they said in the base matters that in a chinami, or hachinami, you're right. Right, that is true. Right, really, they didn't need to write it. Ella Gezel, Ella Lav Begezel Lamanli. So therefore, why does the Torah write that it's Usher to steal something? The Gemara says, yeah, interesting, fascinating. When the Torah says, don't steal, lo the chovesh schar sachir, right, it's for not paying someone their proper wage. Right, if you hired somebody to do a job, again, so I probably should clarify, stealing is different than theft. Sigzol is theft. That's, I guess it's more actually, well, gneva is stealing, I guess, without him knowing, and gzela, right, is robbing, I guess, or it's, you know, armed robbery, or not really armed, because that's listed mizuyim, whatever it is, but I mean, to the point where he's aware of it, but you're pointing the gum in his face. Anyway, so that's actually what it says. The lo sigzol, it's really referring to don't pay, don't not pay, right? Don't refrain from paying money that you owe some sort of employee. So Gemara says, one second, but that's a pasuk, right? Lo chovesh shchar sachir behedik zibay. We have a straightforward pasuk that says you're not allowed to do that. Right? Lo sashok sachir ani ve'avyon. So the Gemara says, lavor alav shnei lavim in a chinami. They're two yisurim when you don't pay somebody, right, who you're supposed to pay. The Gemara says, I have a look my beribis vona. But one second, why did you apply, therefore, the extra iser by not paying your employees on time? Why did you say that it should be by ribis and ona? So Gemara says, simply, davar halame minyano. Just take it from the context of the pasuk. Minyano de sachihu, right? That pasuk, right? Lo sashok v'asrei achav v'lo sigzol, right? Pasuk in kedoshim, right? Don't not pay your worker. It literally means don't, like, oppress or afflict. But it means don't not pay your workers, and don't rob from them. Don't low sigzol. So therefore, it must be two yisurim. Kumar says, okay, low signovu. The cause of Rachman alamali. So what do you need the positive of low signovu? Right, we did low sigzol. That's referring to, right, the gzela. Right, referring to not paying workers on time. Right, but what about low signovu? Right, that the Torah says. So Rashi just points out, if you're wondering, right, again, that's a little bit of a different word, but it may have jogged your memory. Right, Rashi in the third line, right, not a Dibur Maskel, right, Lo Tignovu, right, so Leila, and then he says the third line, and smack in the middle, Lo Tignov, the Sarasa Dibros, Lo Kamaboyle. We're not asking, right, what it means, right, do not steal, right, like number, say that, hold on, Shabbos. Seventh? Lo Sirsach, Lo Signov. Close enough? I got those confused. All right, terrible. I don't remember what the order is. Probably should chazer. Anyway, lo signov in the Seres Adibros. That's not the kasha over here. Right, it's not asking what that's stealing. And now, ironically enough, because Rashi says that's not talking about stealing, right, that's Rashi Shita, right? He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That says it's talking about kidnapping. Interestingly enough, commentaries on the Chumash argue with Rashi and say that it is talking about stealing. Okay, we do it with the Gemara. Fine, you have to deal with that. But that's not what we're asking over here. The pasuk says, Lo signovu, lo schachashu, lo shakru, ish ba miso. Right, that's not what we're talking about. That's the pasuk. The pasuk in, again, in Kedoshim. So the Gemara says, what's what's that? What is that for? Look at the Tanya for the following. Brisa lo signo of almanas lemekat lo signo of almanas leshalim tashlume kefil. You shouldn't even steal, right? Even if you're not trying to steal, right? You're trying to do something else. First of all, lemekat to bother somebody, right? You shouldn't just steal just to, you know, right? You shouldn't. That's an iser daraisa, right? Very often. And lo signo, and in order to pay kefil, why in the world would you steal something in order to pay kefil? So Rashi says because you want to give the guy a gift. Right, but he doesn't want to accept it for you. So you come up with this great chop. Ah, great, I got a great idea. I'll steal from him. I'll deny having stolen. He'll bring witnesses that I stole it. We'll go to Bezin. I'll be chayvim kefal. Then great, I'm paying him double the amount. That's exactly the amount of money I wanted to give him as a gift. Okay, right. Jewish minds are very creative. Okay, so the Torah says right, that even that would be usur. I'm the Rav Yemer, the Rav Ashi, lav dekaza rachmana b'mishkolos lamali. Why does the Torah say you're not allowed to have dishonest weights? Pasuk says also in Kedoshim, right? Lo sasu avo b'mishpat, b'midah, b'mishkal uvam surah. We're going to darshan on each one of these pesukim, but mishkal, right, is weights. Why do you have to tell me it's usur to have improper weights? Right, back in the day, that's how they would figure out how much you owed. Nowadays, we do it also at the grocery store or whatever. How much do you owe? Right, if you fake the weights, then you're paying too much. Right, that's stealing. Right, whatever it is. So Amalei, the tomen mishkalosa b'melech. The issue is right to bury the weights in salt. Right, because then they're going to be heavier, according to Rashi. So Kumar says, but that's not helpful, right? Hainu gezem al yehu. That's what we just talked about, right? That's making your weights heavier. It's the same thing. So Kumar says, lavar alav mishas asiya. So the Gemara says, fascinating. Not only do you violate if you use them, it's also an isser if you make them, right? If you actually put them in salt, but you never use them, you're still violating an isser, even to have these weights around, right? Is usser. My chavrusa Joss Kantor used to always like to point out that the Torah says that it promises long life for three things. Everybody knows, or many people know, the first two, Kibud Av V'Em and Shiluch HaKein. Very few people know it's also by the third one. The third one is also by having even weights. It's pasuk at the end of Kiseitze. Okay, either way, so that they see that even making these weights and burying them in salt, or whatever, is going to be usher, even if you don't actually end up using them. Tanarban Malon de Brisa. Lo sasu ova, again, this pasuk we just quoted, lo sasu ova of mishpat, don't mess things over, right? Don't do bad things in judgment. Bamida, bamishkal, uva mesura. Right, what is that? Bamida, that's referring to zumedidas karka. Don't scam somebody when you're measuring out land. Shouldn't use the same rope in the winter and the summer, because taklas, nowadays obviously we don't use rope, but back in the day, right, you would have a rope that would be either more tight or more loose, right, depending on whether it was hot or cold, right, so you could scam somebody, right, if you use the same rope in both scenarios. But mishkal, right, what's weights? Shelo yasmin mishkalos b'melach, that's what we just darshaned. Uva mesura, what is that? Shelo yartiach, right, you shouldn't use, that's mesura is a measure of liquid, right, they shouldn't, yartiach, you shouldn't let the drink you're pouring get a lot of head or froth, right, if you're pouring beer, right, get a good pour on a beer, right, if you're measuring out a cup or a pitcher or a barrel, whatever it is, right, obviously you have to wait for the fizz to go down right before you give him the drink, because otherwise you're scamming him, right? Obviously it could be full of fizz, but obviously the fizz good disappears and then it's only half filled with soda or whatever. Velo dvarim kal v'chomer, the Gemara just gives you a little bit of mussar. It's kal v'chomer ma mesura shehi echa mishloshim shisha belog. Okay, good. Changes into shisha, fine. Anyway, but meaning a mesura is 1/66th. 36th of a log, and hakpeda lava Torah. The Torah says it's usher to cheat somebody 1/36th of a log. That's not so much, right? So that's a kal v'chomer. How much more so? Lehin, lachatzi hin, l'shlishis hin, right? Log, lachatzi log, right? Revius log, right? All these bigger measurements, right? Kal v'chomer, right? You shouldn't do that. Amar Rava says this is our dafyomi coincidence, as Rabbi Arya Lee would like to say. Lamali because of Rachmana yitzias Mitzrayim berivius. When we just finished the Chag of Metzias Mitzrayim, or for those in Chutzlar, it's still celebrating, Baruch Hashem, still tapping into the Kedusha of the Chag. So why is it mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim by Rivis, right? Yitzias Mitzrayim by Gavititzes, Yitzias Mitzrayim by Mishkolos, right? It always says, right, Ani Hashem Lokecham, Asher Tzezias Chemer Tzitzrayim, etc. Right? Why is it mentioned by those three things? By Rivis, by Tzitzes, and by having proper weights. So Amar Rebbe Kosh Baruch says, Ani Hu Shevchanti Bim Mitzrayim, Bein Tipa Shal Bechor, Bein Tipa Sheinol Shal Bechor. Kosh Baruch says, I'm the one who differentiated between a Bechor and not a Bechor. Ani Hu Shevchanti Bim Mitzrayim, I'm going to end up punishing and kind of exacting revenge if you scam somebody. Or Misha told him, Oso Banachri, or if a person says, my money belongs to a guy, Umavo Sunday Shalba Ribbis, and therefore gets ribbis from a Jew. Or Misha told him, Mishkolos of a Melech, someone who, again, uses salt to mess up his weights. Or Misha told him, Kala Ilam Bigdo, from with Trelesu, someone who kind of fakes Treles, right, and sells it an actual Treles. Do I know, Kosh Baruch Hu says, right, and don't scam people, right, in Parnas in general, right, but our is that Parnassa comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So all these, you know, scamming people is not really going to help so much. Ravina equal the Surah de Pras. Ravina came to the Surah of Pras. That is, Rashi says that's not Surah where Rav, right, had his base marriage. Okay, fine. But anyway, Amar Le Rav Chanina, Surah de Pras, La Ravina. So Rav Chanina said to Ravina, right, said that Yitzis Mitzrayim because of Rechamana by Gabi Shrotzim Lamali. Why does the Torah have to say that by Shrotzim, right, don't need Shrotzim, Ani Hashem Okekam, Ani Hashem Hamale Eschem, Meretz Mitzrayim? Why does he have to say by not the Isser to eat Shkotzim and Ramazim? So Amalei said to him, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hu Shei Vchadi Ben Tipa Ben Shalbachor, Ben Tipa Shei Enol Shalbachor, gave him the same drasha. Right, I'm the one who differentiated between the firstborn, who was the firstborn, who wasn't the firstborn. Ani Asi Lipara Memisha Ma'ariv, Kirvei Dogim Temeim, Kirvei Dogim Tohorim, Umochim Leisrael. Right, I'm going to take revenge, or I'm going to punish somebody who mixes non-kosher fish guts, right, with regular fish guts, with kosher fish guts, and sells it, right, to a Jew. So Amalei said to him, okay, but that's okay, that's cute, but Ana Hamala Ka Kashale. My kasha was the Hamala. Why does it say over here, Hamala Eschem? Meretz Mitzrayim, those the Chemel Lukim. I suppose every time, other time it says, Hamotzi Eschem. Meretz Mitzrayim, Hamala literally means you lift you up, bring you up. So why does it say that over there? So Amar Lei said back to him, Lekidatana Debe Rabbi Yishmael. Like they learned the base medrash to Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kosh Porchu, Il Mali, Halesi, as Yisrael, Mitzrayim, El Bishvil, Dover Zeh, Shein Matam Mishratzim, Dai. Right, again, Dayenu. Right, if a Kosh Porchu says, if I had only brought Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim so that they shouldn't eat, right, it shouldn't become tame from eating creepy crawly things. So that would have been enough. Right? So again, Hamal Eschem, that would have been enough to get Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. So Amalei said back to him, Mi Nafish, Agrayhu, Tfei, Miribis, Tzitzis, Mishkalos. You're telling me that not eating creepy crawly, gross, treif bugs is greater schar than ribis and tzitzis and having proper weights? We just got saying proper weights is pretty legit, right? And tzitzis and oh no, right? These are real halachos. So why that's really that much of greater? Somebody said back to him, Enochinami, Avgav de lenavish agrayu tvei, right? Meisei le mechlinu, right? Enochinami, right? The reward is, you're right. The reward is not better. But meisei tvei, they're disgusting, right? They're more disgusting. And people say, therefore, it's not really telling me that the reward is greater, but it's if you refrain from eating them, right, so then you are mala, then you are lifted above those who actually do eat them. Okay, we'll stop the two dots. I know it's a little bit early, but we are really, you know, completely switching gears and going back to the halachos of Mishnah, so it's good to stop here, and then we'll get into more ribbis gear tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.